Nation into the second hour of the program. You can dial in toll-free tonight here, as always, and bring up anything you'd like. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And, of course, you can get interactive over at freetalklive.com, where you can post different things to our website, and then other listeners vote, and you get to vote as well. Vote up, vote down on whatever you like and dislike, and the most voted up, make it to the front page and the top of the site. So get interactive over at freetalklive.com. Unlike a lot of those talk show hosts out there, our website is free. So enjoy, again, freetalklive.com, as we go right back into your phone calls. And then coming up, Johnny Ray will tell us about what's going on in Chicago with the teachers that have been apparently on strike there now. I'm not sure for how many days, but it's been going on at least a couple days that I've been aware of, and it's a big deal out there. We'll talk about that issue. But, of course, your calls come first. So let's go to Dallas, listening in Texas. Dallas, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind?
42-year-old white male is who I am. I'm a union equipment operator. Was raised in a mostly conservative household. He and I've never voted, and I never will, until I feel like, personally, there's someone in there that might actually benefit what I believe to be, you know, the ideal, I suppose, America. But I've come to try and figure out if there is a moral dilemma, because by voting for one of these other goons, is how I would put it, in either the right or the left wing, I feel like in some way I'm condoning their actions. Even though I disagree with 99.9% of what they come on television and tell us.
Yeah, I am not going to. Yeah, go ahead, Johnny.
And even though you may have voted the opposite of how the politicians who won, you still feel that culpability, and I feel the same thing, sort of. That's why I don't vote.
I don't feel any culpability for some politician I voted against, and I don't see how somebody can feel some kind of culpability for that. I don't feel any culpability for Vladimir Putin in Russia either. You know, these people, I didn't vote for them. Why in the world should I feel culpability? But I will say that, look, whatever one's tolerance for a politician, for voting for politicians, is their business. If one needs to have a politician that agrees with him on 99% of the issues, fine. I think that that's fine.
So you've never found a politician that, you know, has said likable things?
No. Not that I could justify.
What is your viewpoint, you know, on issues in general? Can you summarize your philosophy in one or two sentences?
I am all for self-defense. It's the only time that I feel like violence is acceptable. I feel like forced taxation is violent. I'm anti-war. I believe that we have been pretty much bamboozled over the past probably four decades. And we've, you know, most people are suckered right into that television set. They come home, put their feet up, flick it on, and they're glued to it. You know, and they shut off the outside world, and they fail to go other places and actually learn about the other news that's out there and the truth behind what is actually going on in other places besides their living. You know?
I get you, man. I'm with you there. I'm just curious. I mean, how long you've been paying attention to elections all your adult life?
You know, off and on. But, you know, I would like to say there's certain things that, you know, either the Democrats or the Republicans do to help, but for the most part, it's a stumbling block. It's a brick wall.
The reason I'm asking is because I mean, you sound like somebody who would appreciate someone like Harry Brown, who was the person that really got me into the Liberty Movement when he was running for the Libertarian Party presidential ticket back in 1996 and 2000. The guy was principled as they come. He, you know, absolutely believed in, you know, what you were talking about there. You know, his anti-violence, only in self-defense, wanted to abolish the IRS, and, you know, really would have. He didn't say anything I disagreed with. He's very anti-war as well, so I was wondering if you were aware of him at all.
No, I've never heard the name, but he sounds like somebody that if he was a local politician, I definitely I'd probably stand behind somebody like that.
So they have to be local?
Well, you know, that's where it starts for me. Because,
You
know, I've written letters to the White House. I've written letters to my congressman. I've written letters to my senators. And we're nothing but a fart in a hurricane, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you might as well have just done nothing instead. I mean, it would have been better use of your time.
My point is my local politicians should be my mouthpiece to my congressmen and my senators. So when I go
except
before,
it doesn't ever work that way. I mean, that's
your congressman.
Your congressman is much more interested in representing, you know, the oil industry or whatever other corporate interests.
He doesn't care about your local politician any more than he cares about you.
I bet if he came up with $100,000, he'd pretend to care about you.
Oh, absolutely. But I can write a check. I can't tell you that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But my local politicians are the only one that I can get FaceTime with. You understand? So it gives
you can do that in Texas?
Oh, absolutely. I just went to a tax hearing yesterday, and I was so disappointed. Let me tell you, I live in a county of probably 250,000, a quarter of a million people in this county. They came, and a local newspaper advertised, we're going to have a tax hearing. We invite the public to come and express their views.
Now, is this a local tax, like the city council or county tax or something? What tax?
It's the county property tax.
Okay, so you can get in front of those guys. I'm just curious, can you get in front of, like, state representatives in Texas?
Only if I go to the Capitol.
Only if it's election season.
Only if I see them at a route.
See, here's one of the things that's different about New Hampshire as compared to a lot of other places. The state reps here, you can call them at home if you want to. In fact, when you look up their numbers, usually you're getting a home number. If it's listed even as an office, you call it up. Their kid will answer the phone, or their husband or wife will pick up the phone. It's a much more personal method of communicating with these people up here. And I think that matters. You know, being able to actually connect with these people.
I would agree with that, and I don't think that maybe I should research that more. But I've never heard of anybody actually being able to get that kind of rapport with someone so far out of
reach. It's unbelievable. I was shocked that it was possible up here when I found that out. And the political system up here is different. In a lot of places, you know, these guys are completely inaccessible. They've got a bunch of offices and aides and assistants that, you know, gatekeepers that you have to go through to possibly even talk to these folks. And they get paid, you know, $100,000 a year or whatever. Here in New Hampshire, they get paid $200 per year, and they get a small gas stipend to get them up to the state capitol. That's it.
That sounds like a reasonable government.
Well, they still have some serious problems here in New Hampshire.
Well, I understand that. But if we had to choose, I told them at this tax hearing, look, you've got to live within your means. I mean,
no, they don't. No, they'll just raise taxes.
And every time. And there's always some little emergency or some little this or some little that.
Sure.
You know, and it doesn't matter what we say as a whole. They're going to do what they want to do.
They sure are. Dallas, sounds like we're in total agreement. I thank you for the thoughts. And what I'd recommend is that you check out the Free State Project if you have not yet done so. Go to freestateproject.org. There's a great little PDF there, I think, that is the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire. If you love the ideas of liberty, there's no other place to be. It's already the freest place in all of the 50 states. And with more liberty-minded people coming in, moving in, we just had a new mover today, had some lunch with him, who's also a listener of this program. Ralph is here now, and there's new people coming all the time up here who love freedom and are willing to actually do something about it. Whether it's working outside of the system or inside of it, people have their preference. Anything that I think can advance liberty, we should do, and the more people we have doing all of those things, the better off we're going to be. And Dallas, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you, guys.
Sir.
Keep up.
Yep. We will. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And you know, when I moved up here, I was pretty frustrated by the political system, too. I mean, I just come from Florida, and I was talking about Emberly last hour, who's a newer mover. She just moved up from Florida also, and she and I had some very similar experiences down there. She worked with the LP and, of course, you know, spun her wheels and got nowhere, just as I did. It's just that I've been here for 5 or 6 years, and I know how much better the political system is in New Hampshire. You don't have those professional politician types getting jobs as state reps here. They're usually people that actually have a real job or a real vocation outside of the political system. 855-450-FREE. You know, $100 or $200 a year isn't a real attractor for those professionals. More coming up.
I believe I can do anything. So when it came to learning a new language, I knew I had to do it the way I learn. No books, no memorizing or translating. I wanted to learn the same way I learned my first language, naturally. That's why I chose Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone invites you to be a part of its biggest language learning event in history. Because in 2012, we want to help 3 million people learn a new language. That's why we're going to give you an absolutely free demo of our language immersion technology. To participate in this free nationwide event, just call 1-800-517-6933.
Si yo puedo hacerlo, usted puede hacerlo. If I can do it, you can do it.
To participate in this free nationwide event, call now for your free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-517-6933. That's 1-800-517-6933.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, and enjoy all the features that we have there for you. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Website features including our cam, where you can watch, listen, and interact. The cam is there at cam.freetalklive.com. You can interact via our chat room, and there are other listeners in there waiting to talk to you. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. It's free.
Bitcoins are a currency. They are peer-to-peer and open source. They're an online currency that you can send and receive money.
And they're agorist.
They might be. I'm going to have to think about this.
They're outside of the system. That's my definition of
Johnny Ray agorism. Has brought up a point that I have not yet thought about, which is that Bitcoins might be agorism. And if so, then they are probably the most
effective. They're very effective
piece of agorism.
Agorism
out there.
This the Wikipedia bit about agorism specifically says that part of their ideology is against voting. So now I don't know if Bitcoins have.
I think it's just a tool. I mean, it's a currency. You can deal in cash. And
agorism, you're right. Agorism is a tactic. It is not. If you are an agorist, you're someone who engages in agorism. I don't think that the being against voting has anything to do with the tactic of working outside of the system. I think that whatever left libertarian wrote that article is just responsible for putting that in there.
I see the argument on either side of this. I don't know, and I'm going to think
working
about it.
Working in or outside, working outside of the system is in no way has a bearing on voting or your opinion about it. Working outside of the government approved licensing system.
So fixing a car at my house is agorism.
Yep.
Okay. Whatever.
Yeah. I mean, all it is. It's a short buzzword for working outside of the system, working under the table. That's what people used to call it, right?
It's
you're working
doing
under
business.
The table.
Business. Agorism means the marketplace. The agora
the
was
agora
the marketplace.
Is the open
you have
market.
To do business, and you have to do business without government intervention.
That's right.
And I contend that for one, you can't do business without government intervention. I may grow my own food, but I still pay property taxes on the land that I grow it on. But I can see how one can get more agorist. I mean, that it would be a continuum upon which one can build. I don't know.
Does
about
that mean
Bitcoin?
That when you send somebody Bitcoins online that you're not avoiding the system because some government somewhere is collecting a tax on the internet bill that you're paying?
I mean,
that's ridiculous.
I don't think about it because I don't consider agorism to be a solution to anything.
Look, all it is, I agree with you. I think it's only a solution for your personal finances and freedom. That's all it is.
Somebody could claim that me sending Bitcoins that Jesus is helping me do it. I mean, I don't think about any of this stuff.
All I'm saying is, if you're doing business and you're not asking permission, that's agorism. Whether you paid gas to get to the place or not is not an issue as to whether or not it's agorism. Those are the costs of doing the business. You have to engage in certain things in order to do business. But if you haven't asked permission, then you're engaging in agorism.
You've got yourself a definition. I'm glad it works for you.
That's my understanding of it.
Bitcoins. We use coins.org.
Go learn more about the Bitcoins because they absolutely are enabling people to do business outside of the system, whatever you want to call that. You put whatever buzzword you want on that. Agorism is a short way of talking about working in the open market. Because, again, you're correct, Mark, and I'm glad you brought that up. We didn't talk about it in the first discussion about agorism. Agorism is rooted in the Greek word agora, and agora means the open marketplace. So if it's an open market, if it's a free market, then you're not being regulated. So, therefore, anything that you do that is avoiding regulation is part of that. That's all. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free link. Scott, he's on the line.
Bitcoins doesn't necessarily avoid anything. I mean, you could do business with them completely above board if you
want. You could, but you aren't being taxed on bitcoins. And
you're not being taxed on dollars. You're being taxed on the increase of value. If you do business completely in pork bellies, the government is still going to tax you on the value of those pork bellies.
No, they wouldn't, because you'd have to report that
right,
to them.
Right, if you choose to report it to them.
So therefore, you're not doing business inside the system. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to report my Bitcoin transactions to anybody. You're a fool if you do that. And why would you? So let's go back to Scott in Wyoming. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hi, guys. Yeah.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I've been interested in this discussion. I knew Samuel Conkin, and I've read some of his work. And agorism is about more than just working outside the system. It's about more than just dealing in the black market. It's actually a multi-stage revolutionary theory, which holds that the government, it contains the seeds of the system that we have now, contains the seeds of its own destruction, and it's going to fall anyway, no matter what we do.
Agreed. There's no empire that's continued on for very long. I mean,
This is the longest, isn't it?
The span of time. No, you're talking about republics versus empires.
Oh, okay.
This
is an empire, though, right?
Hegemony, probably most accurately.
It's impossible to say exactly when, but it seems like it's going to be pretty soon. But anyway, what agorism posits is it's sort of a multi-stage process where as the state begins to collapse, agorists will start putting together alternative institutions to provide the sorts of services that people want from their government. And in the beginning, they have to be mostly underground, mostly black market. But as the government weakens and as it starts to fall and as the tax revenues fall off and they can no longer afford the police and so on and so forth, you start building alternative protection services, alternative arbitration services, and alternative aid societies that will essentially replace the services that the state provides. And the point of this is to sort of forestall what usually happens when an empire collapses, and that is you have a short period of other chaos, and then some kind of tyranny rises out of those ashes.
Yeah, chaos and deprivation.
It's a sort of a long game theory that doesn't bring about the state's collapse, but tries to come up with a better result after the state does collapse.
Yeah, I've read Konkin's, whatever it was that he wrote, treatise on agorism. It's not quite a full book, but it's not a pamphlet either.
Yeah, he calls it the manifesto. It's pretty short.
There you go, the manifesto. I've read that before, and so I know what you're talking about. And I think that where it breaks down is the idea that, so if I'm selling weed without the intention of bringing down the state, it's not agorism?
Pretty much. I mean,
that's silly.
It's black market activity, and I guess your intention isn't as important as the effect of what you're doing. And if the effect of what you're doing is earning income without paying taxes on it, and therefore starving the state of cash, and therefore you're sort of immunitizing the eschaton, as it were, I could see that that's agorism, whether you're really intending it to or not.
Well, that's what I'm saying. A lot of the people that are advocating what you're saying, this kind of long theory of replacing the state over time through agorist services and things like that, you know, first of all, it's difficult to communicate that to the average person who says, what's agorism?
Yeah, like the average drug dealer.
A lot of the people who doctrinaire agorists, for lack of a better term, purist agorists, these people who are advocating this would turn their noses up at somebody who's doing black market or gray market activity or outside of the system activity without the intention of bringing down the state. Oh, well, you're not a real agorist because, you know, you don't agree with Konkin's treatise or his manifesto.
Yeah, well, I think what's more relevant is whether the black market person is behaving ethically. I mean, there's some people that do behave ethically and they provide an honest product or service for honest pay, and then there's others that engage in various violent activities to, you know, to establish a restricted market or whatever, or to kill people for, you know.
As long as you're willing to give the person who's just doing business outside of the system the title agorist, I would agree with that. But for the one qualification to be an agorist is that you have to be outside of the system and you have to intend to be an agorist. You have to intend to bring down the state. I think that's going to the point of ridiculousness with it personally. But I thank you for the call, Scott. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live, bring up anything you want, toll free, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. Joining you tonight in the studio here, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Once again, 855-453. Join us online over at freetalklive.com, where you can go and interact with us on the bulletin board system, interact with other listeners there. bbs.freetalklive.com is our web forum. That's bbs.freetalklive.com, and like everything else on our site, it's free. To the phones, to the fun. Let's talk to Jonathan, listening in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jonathan.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey. What's on your mind?
Hey. I just wanted to speak a little bit about agorism. And I heard a caller talk about how it's agorist to sell black market goods, even without intent.
I'm not sure whether that's true or not, but go ahead.
Yeah, so my whole thing is, I believe that even doing that, you're still hurting people, because that person sells that marijuana to someone, correct? They get in trouble through the government, so government still gets a cut of that.
I'm sorry, what? How is selling marijuana hurting people?
Because the government arrests people because of government, you know, prohibition.
That's not my fault. That's not the dealer's fault.
Yeah, it's not the dealer's fault, but, like, I had a comment about gray market goods of, like, research chemicals and how there's less cause for, like, hurting anybody down the lines.
I don't understand your point.
Bitcoin with it.
I'm confused at what you're getting at, because they are arresting people for research chemicals now. So how's that different?
Because they don't do it right. You just have to sell it, not bring them to consumption. Make sure you use bitcoins, and you know,
okay. So basically, you're saying that all the people who are selling them at the corner stores are doing it wrong.
Yes, well, that whole Operation Logjam, they arrested a day after it became illegal.
Are you talking about what happened in Florida?
It happened in a couple of states, actually. It was called Operation Logjam.
Are you talking about the federal operation where they teamed up with a bunch of other state government guys?
Yeah, what happened was 2 days before that, the federal government passed a law banning 10 to 15 new synthetic cannabinoids. Like, I think it was 2 or 3 days later, Logjam happened. So there's no way that, you know, the heck.
Yeah, but that's not what happened. I'm sorry to interrupt. That's not what happened in Florida. The story we read from Florida was about a week or two ago. They were raiding the stores, and they were charging the store owners and the store clerks with selling product that was intended or being sold as though it was an illegal drug. So they were not charging them with the so-called crime of selling the, JWH-015.
They used an analog act, correct?
Yeah. No.
Yeah,
they were charging them with the crime that they would charge you with if you sold me a bag of oregano and said that it was marijuana. That would be a criminal act according to this particular law. Like they're really scraping because what they were selling was legal. It was the newer versions, the new analogs that they'd created to run around the prohibition. So the products themselves weren't illegal, but they were claiming that them selling it was them trying to imitate marijuana. And so they found a reason to arrest these people, and they found a reason to go after them. All I was bringing that up for was to refute the idea that selling the imitation products is somehow going to avoid arrest.
Also, I'm not interested in the imitation.
It would avoid more, I would think.
I would have, if I had the option of between smoking marijuana and smoking, one of these synthetic things, from what I've read, I'm really not interested in the synthetic things compared to marijuana. I haven't, I'm not a marijuana smoker, but...
Yeah, I've thought before I used to run a synthetic business a couple years ago, like before the first ban came in 2010, and they were, they're not, very nice chemicals, but, some people like them, and there's some very good ones that I believe are better than the real thing.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Because there's 400, 500 of them. We've only seen 10 to 15 to become popular.
Marijuana has been around a long time, thousands of years that people have been smoking it, and it works just fine for them. It's the least harmful drug out there. Nobody's died from it. I don't see any reason to try to quote-unquote improve on it other than the illegality. Wouldn't you agree that these synthetics only exist?
Yeah, that's what I'm arguing about, that whole agorism part. I think that's a great agorism, like using a Bitcoin currency, where it's all, anonymous between the, people that supply it and the people that, receive it. Kind of like with the Silk Road, but using it in a legal manner. Because those pet shops were too out in the open, and that would be agorism, correct?
I think that doing anything that, in my opinion, doing anything outside of the system and, doing business outside of the system is agorism. So I think that, what you're advocating is certainly a safer route of selling these, imitation drugs, these analogs, is, doing it quietly, doing it via some sort of online.
I don't like overt imitation, man.
That is what they were doing. They were imitating the drugs when they were manufacturing these things.
No, not at all. Look, I'll give you a good example. You heard of 2CE?
I have.
And all those, they have a lot of bad side effects, correct?
I've never tried them, but, I've heard
Have you ever, heard experience of the people trying them, I'm saying?
I've not, no. I understand that they are research chemicals, but what about them?
Okay, well, anyway, there's a newer version that came out 3 or 4 years ago by David Nichols. They're sold on little pieces of paper similar to LSD, and they have less side effects.
I'm not your guinea pig.
Okay. I mean, I get where you're coming from, but what you're saying doesn't refute the point that we've shared on the air a news piece that said that the reason that the JWH chemicals, which are the apes of cannabis, that these are the chemicals that they're using to, marketing them essentially to replace cannabis.
Yeah.
Right. So the National Institute of Drug Abuse funded the study that resulted in the creation of these chemicals because they were trying to somehow stop people from using cannabis. cannabis with some kind of chemical solution, but they ended up creating imitation cannabis. I mean, it's not a plant in that it's natural or anything like that, but the chemical structure is very, very similar, as you know, to the THC molecule. And so, you know, it's as close to an exact copy as you can get without it being an exact copy.
It's very different than THC, I think. The chemical structure is completely different, but it has the same effect on your brain. Because, you know, JWH-133 is in Alzheimer's trials right now, FDA.
That's interesting because now you're telling me something I hadn't heard before, and that is that the chemical structure is completely different. I had heard that they had a very similar chemical structure, and that they just tweaked.
Go look up a structure of THC, and then go look up a structure of something like JWH-018. One looks like it's made out of a lab, one's from the ground.
Okay. Hey, thanks for the call, Jonathan. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. I'll take your word for it. 855-450-FREE. I had heard that they were just tweaking the chemical structure a little bit in order to make it so it's legal. You know, you put a molecule here as opposed to a molecule over there.
I don't think your average drug dealer gives a flip. They just want to get high. Right?
The customers certainly do. Yeah.
Not
all dealers use their product.
Yeah. Drug user, I should say.
All right, so 855-450-FREE. Kevin is in Indy. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Kevin.
I can only bring this subject up on your show and talk about it in this way. I believe 911 should have never happened from two perspectives. The first being our failed policies with the other countries in the world. I believe that's what ultimately brought on 911. And secondly,
yeah, the foreign invasions of other countries absolutely angered people to the point, and they're meddling with their elections and meddling with installing dictators and
supporting their kings.
Yeah, those things absolutely angered people to the point where they were willing to strike back.
Okay, and then the second was once we know we've done this, you have to have systems in play, i.e., you cannot have terrorists going into the cockpit. That should have never happened. I mean, yes, I'm sorry the plane might have to go down, but and you do not allow airplanes and airspace over New York City. So our government failed us on two fronts, and then our response was to kill a gnat with an elephant gun, and we're $20 trillion in debt as a result.
To some extent, I think that's true. And I wonder about these. I think that there's probably things that need to be put into play. For instance, reinforced cockpit doors seems like the most obvious thing to do. You know, put those things on a time lock and make it so people can't get in, including hijackers.
Well, I think that we don't need the government to do a top-down order on these things. Let the airlines decide how their own security systems should work and let the market figure those things out. If you want to comment further, you're welcome to. Hang on, Kevin. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. You take control. Still to come, the Chicago Teachers Strike. Free Talk Live.
Are you a male suffering from erectile dysfunction? If so, the next 60 seconds are crucial to your sex life. Because Bravado is sending risk-free trials of their once-daily sex-enhancing capsules to all men who qualify. So if you're a man and are trying to boost your confidence in the bedroom and give your partner the ultimate sexual experience, you can be among the first to try Bravado risk-free. Call 1-800-948-1362. Bravado is one of the safest ways to treat erectile dysfunction because each capsule contains natural ingredients that safely increase your libido. You don't need a prescription to try once daily Bravado. Just be among the first to call and claim your trial absolutely risk-free. But due to overwhelming demand, there is a strict limit of one risk-free trial per household. Again, if you are a male suffering from erectile dysfunction, it is crucial that you write down this number for your risk-free 30-day trial of Bravado. 1-800-948-1362. That's 1-800-948-1362.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. Apply Lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that are waiting for you there. If you like the show and you like the website, you like the fact that we give it away to you, you can support the program by becoming an amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And, Mark, by amping the show, are you endorsing everything that we say?
No. You know, amping the show is an entirely, you know, a lot of people think that, you know, we should amp the show because we like what Free Talk Live is talking about. And generally, that's a true statement. Free Talk Live is probably one of the most effective ways of bringing the ideas of liberty to the average person out there who, you know, is listening to their radio. I can't think of too many ways that one can bring the ideas of liberty to somebody in this sort of push system where they weren't necessarily intending to go out and find this information. It's not like
it's hard to do that.
Yeah, it's not like going out on the getting out on the internet and typing in libertarianism. That would be you could have the greatest article in the world and maybe they'll find it. And that would be an awesome way to do that. But that's pull marketing. Mm-hmm. Free Talk Live, push marketing, and it's really cost effective push marketing, and you don't have to agree with what we think on agorism or voting or whatever it is, whatever particular
right.
issue.
Good luck finding any other national talk radio shows talking about voting, the morality of it, or agorism, or any of the other topics that we discuss.
When I was doing my research for the when I was preparing for the show today, I was looking at Google News and I thought to myself, you're doing it wrong. This is Free Talk Live. This is an audience that is. They know how to get the low hanging fruit. They're well informed. You need to be bringing the stories that Ian and Mark are bringing that they won't be able to get anywhere else.
Well, I think that we talk about news that you can get everywhere else. I mean, we were discussing
sometimes
an AP story recently. Usually, our sources are major news sources. It's just the perspective you don't get everywhere else. You know, you don't get the liberty perspective on the radio. You just don't. I mean, there is a handful of talk show hosts that like to tout themselves as libertarians, but they wouldn't know a principle if it smacked them in the face. And so, you know, that's the thing.
Usually, principles just smack you on the bottom.
That took me a second. I get that.
Toll-free number is
855-450-FREE.
So go to amp.freetalklive.com to become a Free Talk Live amplifier. It makes a big difference for Free Talk Live. And, you know, the amp dollars over the last couple of years have kind of become stagnant. And I blame it on the down economy. It certainly seemed to coincide with the down economy because, you know, we're doing things as effectively as we've always done, if not more so, in that we're on over 110 radio stations now. And the fact that we're on all those stations is a real result of the AMP program. It's the result of the fact that we're able to market this program to radio stations more effectively with an ad budget, to where we can, you know, effectively reach out to these guys and brand the show and go to conventions, as we will be doing coming up here in October. We'll be going to yet another one of these radio talk radio conventions where we'll schmooze it up with the talk radio bigwigs, and it's you guys who AMP the show that make that possible. So thank you to everybody that AMPs, and if you haven't yet AMPed, please do. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You'll get perks, too, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only forum, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular podcast commercials. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card through PayPal, or you can use Visa or MasterCard right on our website at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, so 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Chicago. This is big news. I mean,
this is one of those, just follow up Johnny Ray's statement that we don't talk about the big news.
No, we definitely do talk about big news here and there, but a lot of the times the stuff that we'll talk about is not going to be discussed on other shows. But this is definitely an issue that is of importance. It's one that the mainstream media is covering very heavily. And we've yet to comment on it. So, Johnny Ray, you've got the story about what's happening out there.
Yeah, I've got a story from the New York Times published today. Chicago. Contract negotiations continued Tuesday between Chicago public school officials and the city's teachers union as 350,000 students stayed out of classes for a second day.
Okay, so it has just been going on for 2 days.
Babysitting services have been suspended.
And while Chicago Board of Education officials have said the two sides are not far apart in their talks, the union said in a news release Tuesday that it had so far agreed to only 6 of 49 articles contained in the current contract. The title of the story was, In Chicago Strike, Two Sides Differ on How Much They Differ. The Chicago Public Schools has made proposals to change nearly every article, Stephanie Gadlin, a union spokeswoman, said in a statement. It is not accurate to say both sides are extremely close. This is misinformation on behalf of the board and Mayor Emanuel. We have a considerable way to go. In the meantime, Mayor Rahm Emanuel declined to discuss the negotiations on Tuesday, but called the strike avoidable. Quote, This was a strike of choice, a bad choice for our children, and not necessary, he said at a news conference inside a school on the south side.
Jason Talley's viewpoint on this. He has been on the show a few times in the past. I saw him post on Facebook a congratulations to the teachers for giving parents the opportunity to seek out other educational options for their kids. So this could be actually a really good choice from that perspective in that, you know, if this strike goes on long enough, and it probably won't go on for too long, but if it goes on long enough, eventually, people are going to start looking at other options. They're going to start figuring out, you know, what else can we do to get our kids an education? And maybe they'll discover unschooling or homeschooling or, you know, a more affordable private school or something like that.
I'd certainly love to hear alternatives, and I think that competition breeds innovation, and innovation in education is something that this country needs. I'm generally, you know, support people's right to unionize and get together into groups and you know, advocate for what they want. That, however, I think in this instance, the teachers just don't look good. And I don't know if it's because the media doesn't want to portray Rahm Emanuel. I don't know why, but they are getting, it's a pay raise that they're slated to get here, so it's not about, I mean, they're already, when Americans
enough,
are losing
though,
their jobs,
right?
Teachers are getting a pay raise,
right,
in Chicago.
Well, when Americans aren't just losing their jobs, but the people that keep their jobs in a lot of cases are asked to take a pay cut.
Right.
So in our business, there have been companies who have told their employees, look, you can leave, or you can take a 5 to 10% pay cut. Your choice.
Jay Leno took a cut to keep people on his
right.
staff. And, you know, I mean, that's huge. And secondarily, the other complaint that they seem to have, large complaint they seem to have, is sort of this testing. Now, I think that the testing that goes on is silly, and it doesn't really work for education.
Meaning they're opposed to the testing?
They're opposed to the testing.
The teachers are.
But
And they're opposed to it forming a greater portion of their pay.
Mm. And I don't think that they're making a good case to the public that this testing stinks. The public just seems like, well, these teachers don't want to be held accountable. I mean, it's just... Public schools are so messed up that trying to hold teachers accountable creates problems, too. I mean, it's just it's just a messed up system.
I every summer when I was a kid, I got so excited in the weeks leading up to school because I thought about the different things.
You were excited to go to school?
I was excited to go to school.
Great. What a dork.
It's a terrible thing to say.
Thinking about it now, and these words I'm about to use sound so strange, but I was excited about like how I was going to grow and learn in school.
Wow. That school beating that out of me, man. I didn't want to go to
school. I'll tell you, if you go to school...
How old were you?
This was when I'm thinking middle school.
Okay.
And probably some years of high school, but what I'm getting around to is that as soon as school began and I got into it a few weeks, all of that enthusiasm was gone.
I see.
And what I took away from it is that I would have been better off those years that I was in the public school system. I would have been better off in a coal mine. I would have learned more, and I would have grown more as a person.
I was at a party with some people, and I wouldn't call them necessarily Liberty folks that were talking here.
Are we talking about current day?
Yeah, this was a few days ago, and there was a young man there that goes to public school, and I think he might be in Massachusetts, maybe he's in New Hampshire. He was there with his grandmother, and he was talking. He referred to school. This guy was, maybe he was 9 or 10. I don't know. I'm not really good with those ages. I probably will never be good with them. But he referred to school as jail. That was the terminology that he used.
He nailed it.
Jail. And, the adults didn't want him to use the term jail, but he stuck with it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And, at some point or another, he bowed to their will. And this is
part
of the problem, because it's not my business.
You're at the party.
It's part of the problem is that this is what it's all about, is destroying their will.
Yeah.
You've destroyed his will to point out that his will's been destroyed.
Oh, man, that's sad. So you said the party was not full of liberty-oriented people?
There were quite a few of them, but in this particular conversation,
not. Stuck up for that kid. 855-450-FREE. SACL CAI toll-free line.
I'm not going to tell some grandmother that she's, saying the wrong things.
Well, actually, ma'am, it is jail. Look at the buses. Look at the designs. Look at everything. I mean, there's so many similarities. We'll come back with more on the teacher strike. Your thoughts welcome. 855-450-3733. The guards are angry. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Unsure about what to do with your investments? You need to safeguard them and watch them grow. Tired of losing money in the stock market or earning low interest rates on CDs and money markets? Well, here's something you need to learn about. Annuities. Annuities are great, safe, and guaranteed. Call the Center for Sound Consumer Advice for your free annuity guide filled with vital information. Call 1-800-819-6545 right now. Learn about all the amazing benefits annuities have to offer. Call 1-800-819-6545.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.